And here we are, WWGH Radio Getaway Friday, June the 28th, 2019. And what a day we are having here, because legendary television star Lulu Roman from the hit TV series Hee Haw is live with us and in studio all day, right up through 4 p.m. You will not want to change the dial at all. Just take the knob off the radio and throw it out the window. You will want to stay right here, because Lulu is live in studio. Now, we're going to have people shuffling in, shuffling out all day, and it's going to be a tremendous amount of fun. But we do want to remind you, tonight, 5 to 9, at Perkins Restaurant right here in Marion, you can visit and meet and buy a copy of Lulu's new book, and get something to eat for dinner. 10% off your meal tonight at Perkins, 5 to 9. It is going to be something, and the book is tremendous. This is my story. This is my song, the autobiography of Lulu Roman. Lulu, hour number two.
Yeah.
And away we go. Now, also joining us for hour number two, we have Adam the Computer Guy, who can be heard on this station every Tuesday and Thursday from 2:10 until 3 p.m. and every Monday morning from 10:10 until 11 a.m. And the Weasel here, who's joining us every Friday during this time period, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. And then his show is on every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. Weasel, give us a preview of tomorrow's show, 7 to 9. 7 to 10.
Well, we're going to
get the time right eventually.
Well, you're such a huge fan of it. I can't believe you don't know.
I set my alarm clock every Saturday morning for it.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a special guest again, and we're going to talk about the sold-out Boyz II Men show, because we scored an interview with them.
Well, I'm sure anybody could get an interview with Boyz II Men.
Oh, we can't do this in front of Lulu.
Who's on the show tomorrow?
I'm not. One of the Kardashian girls will be on with us.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, so we got that.
Oh, really? Yeah. I heard she was going through some perils.
That doesn't mean that you can't take a quick break from that and then join us here on the Weasel Show.
So one of the Kardashians will be on tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
So we've got that, and then we've got plenty of giveaways, so it'll be a good time.
7 to 10 tomorrow.
Yes.
On this station.
That's right.
7 one of the 15. Kardashians and lots of giveaways. You got the Pop 2K coming up.
We have one more giveaway for that, and then we will. We did score an interview with Boyz II Men, which you have to commit to on the air.
Where is that going to be at?
It's going to be down at the Commons behind the
stage.
Oh,
I can't go to that.
Yes, you can.
I'm sorry. I'm busy.
I logged in. I told you. I saw your calendar. You're wide open.
Go. Okay. But we'll talk about that more as time goes on. We don't want to do this in front of Lulu. We don't want to have this argument.
I know. I'm excited.
It's embarrassing to have this argument with you.
It's fine. Don't get embarrassed.
Well,
okay.
You know, I just... That people would think I would listen to that type of music.
You don't?
No, not
you
the
listen
Boyz
to all kinds of... But I know Broadway's your number one.
Now, see, you stick with this Broadway. I've never listened
to
Broadway music.
Really?
What do you like? What's your favorite show tune?
I would say, I don't know.
You just said you listened to Broadway. Is this
no? I have. I've been to a couple of the shows, like King and I. Funny thing happened on the way to Forum. I like Nathan Lane and people.
I just wish we had a polygraph running on you the entire time you were on the air to see what's true and what's false.
I don't know you well enough to lie to you, Scott.
So you say.
That's right,
Adam. You're here. This was a big day for you. You are a gigantic fan of Lulu. Now, to sit next to her live in studio, what does that mean to you? Oh, she's coming at you.
It's just crazy, Scott. I mean, I watched somebody as a kid. You know, I met Mr. Rogers people. I met Mrs. Rogers. I met the late Dick Gregory. And just seeing Lulu, I mean, she looks great, and she is hilarious. That outfit, those overalls, they are the best.
Well, this is radio. We should say that Lulu is wearing the Hee Haw overalls. Beautiful.
I mean, it's like I go to the casino from time to time, and as my colleague Terry can probably agree with, they have a Hee Haw casino game. And it's just fun to play that. I mean, in the memories that it brings back, and just watching that show. Yeah, as she said, it wasn't cerebral, but it was funny. People being themselves. Mm-hmm. Great musicians. I mean, Sammy Davis Jr. You talk about an idol.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, his episode in All in the Family is probably the best sitcom episode in history. Nothing will ever come close to that. That guy could do everything. He overcame a car accident, handicaps, racial barriers. There's nothing that guy couldn't do. He was incredible. Don't let 110 pounds fool you. I was a 200 million pounds of talent, and Johnny Cash, a favorite of mine and my father's, and the regular cast on Hee Haw. What they were like behind the scenes, Minnie Pearl, for example. That was fascinating.
You know, it's interesting. Irony is a funny thing. Last night, I was watching YouTube, and I was watching an old Bob Hope show, and Sammy Davis was the guest on the Bob Hope show. And they were doing a tap dancing routine with Bob and Sammy. And they were doing the bloopers of the tap dancing, and to talk about somebody who could make fun of a physical abnormality that they had. Sammy Davis had lost an eye in a car accident, and they're doing this tap routine, and they're missing the lines, and they're not getting the lines right. And Sammy stops at one point and turns to Bob and says, "I'm sorry, I only had one eye and it was looking in the opposite direction."
Yeah,
missed that whole thing.
Never take yourself too seriously. That's one of the first rules of life, and it's a big, big thing in radio. Weasel, I mean, his whole radio persona is kind of based on that, and it's funny. I see myself in that.
Absolutely. Now, Adam, I know you have some questions here for Lulu. Now, what are some things you would like to ask?
You've covered so many questions the first hour, Scott. I mean, couple things. What do you think of Marion? What do you think of our nice little city here?
I like it. I've been here before.
Yeah. It's a friendly place.
It is.
And
some nice people.
Big enough so there's shopping, there's things to do, there's good restaurants. Mm-hmm. Small enough, you feel like you almost feel like you're on Hilo in a small town.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, you want to push that mic a little? Not your mic. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, Lulu's got
She's
it.
Got it.
We want to hear Lulu, for sure.
Hello.
Okay, go ahead, Adam.
So you live in Nashville, right?
I live in Nashville, I do. I live in a little city about 20 minutes out of downtown called Mount Juliet.
Sounds like a fun place.
It is. So, I have a little compound there.
Nashville's got that very continental climate. I mean, winter is cold, but not as cold as Ohio, and it's very hot and humid there in the summer.
It is
do you
very
wear those,
hot.
Those overalls are kind of warm. Do you wear those when it's 95 outside like it
not,
is in Nashville?
Not if I can help it. Only when somebody requests it.
And then you put them on. That's it.
We've had torrential rains here, and it's like the last couple of days it's been 90 degrees.
Had a good storm last night.
Yeah, I mean, not as much rain, but we're already one of the rainiest years ever. And now we're getting this summer weather. Yesterday was the warmest day in quite a while.
We've had 91 degree days in Nashville for what, the last 2 months?
I guess, you know.
That's hot.
It's hot.
That's really hot.
Do you like any of today's current musical acts, country or pop? Or are you like me? Do you stick with 70s and 80s and not really pay much attention to anything after about 1995?
Any show tunes, Lulu? We've been down that road this morning.
Show tunes.
See, I was the same way. I couldn't think of it.
Yeah,
I don't know
really
any
jumps
myself.
At me. You know?
Me either. It doesn't.
I mean, if show tunes, you know what comes to my mind? Freddie Mercury.
What a talent that we lost too soon.
Yes, no kidding.
So you do like Queen?
Do you like
classic rock? I mean, Aerosmith, Foghat, Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin was one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
And Moody Blues.
Oh, they were just like the one snub to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's just amazing. That Hall of Fame is a joke, you know. It's like you can't judge a talent based on who gets in there. But
no,
I'm glad
they
finally. Stevie Nicks also, she finally got in on her own.
Yeah, she always was just incredible. But she had so many men around her, you know.
Do you like the modern country acts of Shania Twain?
I do. I like Shania Twain.
Do you think, as I do, that Johnny Cash, he was the foundation for a lot of the current country music, and is what his legacy?
Yep.
His music, it's like early Aerosmith. It was simple. There wasn't a lot of the overproduction.
Yeah.
He and his wife, they sang, you know, Jackson, one of the best duets ever.
You know,
Walk the Line. These are country anthems.
Yeah.
And it's just a foundation that it's laid. As country, it's the quintessential American music.
That's right.
You met Steven Tyler, though, right?
Yes.
What was he like?
Steven's a good buddy.
You met
He's
Michael
wonderful.
Jackson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He just grabbed me up and hugged me and said, "Oh, I love you so much, you'll never know what a big part of my childhood you were."
Yeah.
Oh, see, and that makes you feel good.
You are kidding me.
I think he'd be just like a regular guy in person.
Oh, he's awesome. He is. He's so much fun.
intellectual. I mean, you understand. Being a rock musician is cerebral work. He's a wonderful songwriter.
He is.
And he plays multiple instruments and that range and
ridiculous how talented he is.
So, has there been anything what's left for you? What do you want to do? What haven't you done that you want to?
Oh my goodness, there's a lot. I want to.
There's got to be
it's
something.
It's not coming to me.
Travel?
Yes. The Alps. I want to. What did I just say a minute ago?
The Swiss Alps.
The Swiss Alps, yes. I would like to...
Zip line.
Through the Swiss Alps.
We should set that up, Scott. That would be a good time.
That'd be a good video, Lulu.
I would love that, honey.
We'd love to see that.
I have a video of me ziplining through, what is it, Branson?
Yeah, oh, Missouri.
Branson, Missouri, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And let's see. I always wanted to go to...
You wanted to go to Japan, didn't you?
Yes.
Did you ever make
Japan,
it?
You know why I wanted to go to Japan?
Why?
Because in Japan, the big people are worshipped.
Yeah.
They are. Of course, I'm not as big as I was then, you know. And Buck said, come on, go to Japan with me, you know, and I couldn't. I had babies, you know.
Yeah, you just can't pick
up
and go.
I just wanted to go really bad. Yeah. And I would love to go to... Australia, I would.
Yeah, me too. I've always wanted to go to Australia. I think that would be great.
Uh-huh. Playing the bush, huh?
Do you like the Australian musicians, Olivia Newton-John, Men at Work? There's so many great musical acts.
Yes, I
like Olivia Newton-John. She's one of the top female. I call 70s female divas ever.
She was a remarkable.
And she started as country, you know. Uh-huh. If Not For You is a country song, yep. And you know, then the songs kind of became that Kenny Rogers style, the soft rock country. Now, you know, then she did disco. She did the movie music.
Yeah, she did all kinds of stuff after that. Yeah.
Do you know? I know Kenny Rogers. There's been a lot of rumors about his health. Are you a friend of his? Or
yes.
You met him?
Yes.
I think he'd be a really good guy. Years. He'd be a really good guy too. I think.
I've known him for goodness 40 years or so. He is a sweetheart. He really is.
And that's how he comes across, so that's the real deal. Yeah,
and he's done so many different kinds of music, mm-hmm. and his hooking up with Lionel Richie for The Lady, mm-hmm. that number one for 6 weeks.
Love that one.
I love singing his story songs at karaoke. Mm-hmm. Daytime Friends and Nighttime Lovers, that's one of my, and Coward of the County, I think. That's one of the best, called country soft rock story songs ever.
Yeah,
I just wish him well. It's just so sad to see that. I mean,
what a
talent.
He's fighting a little bit.
That little crackly voice of his.
Uh-huh. It was and he just started, so unique, you know?
Yeah, with the first edition, so he was kind of like that a punk sound. He
totally
changed.
Go watch him hold on here.
We're chatting with the legendary Lulu Roman here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com.
I used to go watch Kenny, and then Kenny would come watch me.
Wow.
Beautiful. He has a unique place in the history of music, period.
He does.
He really cut a path that nobody else did.
He did.
And I was able to go into movies and have very successful movies.
Great. Yes.
Oh, and still watchable today, and they hold up so well. Mm-hmm. That's great. You know, that's one of the things I think about anything that is Kris Kristofferson, sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the great things I think about a lot of rural, as they call them. I don't even know if that's the right word, but country television series. You can watch Andy Griffith. You can watch Green Acres. You can watch Beverly Hillbillies today, and they hold up because they're not...
Still, you know.
Yeah. They're not of that time when a lot of other shows were doing political humor, which now doesn't mean anything to anybody.
God, no kidding.
Yeah. When all that political humor, the All in the Families and the Mods and all that was going on, what did you make of that kind of television?
Not much, because I just kind of yawn and flip the channels.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I have never been into that. Garbage, you know. I don't want to play war games or talk war games or, you know, I'm just.
You're not into that, huh?
I'm not into that. I'm not.
What do you make now of so many people who have recognizable names, television series, movies? On these award shows, they seem so often to get into politics now.
They do.
It's hard for them to stay away.
Uh-huh, it is, and I don't understand why they want to drag that into something that is a celebration for music, especially, or for somebody's talent, you know. To me, that's very disrespectful.
Mm. You know, Lulu, one thing I wanted to do here, we do this with a lot of people, Vanity Fair magazine. has the Proust questionnaire in mm-hmm. the back, which is always a lot of fun. These are
good
fun
luck.
Answers. Yeah, these are fun. We
okay.
love to get these answers.
Hit me with your best shot.
Here we go. What is your idea of perfect happiness?
She's living it right now.
Right here.
Right here.
Perfect happiness would be... heaven with Jesus. That's where I would go.
What is your greatest fear?
Let me think about that. I guess the whole thing of abandonment would be, yeah, because that's what has driven my life. It has.
Mm. What living person do you most admire?
Let me see. I think I would say Carol Burnett.
Carol, now why Carol Burnett?
Because she has the ability to make everyone smile. And it's generally with her face.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to say much.
She does.
Very talented woman.
Yeah.
Yep. Talented woman, no doubt about it.
Love her. I do.
What is your greatest extravagance in life?
Ooh, let me think. I haven't had it yet.
No, here
that.
We go.
It probably would be a Stutz Bearcat.
Really?
You ever seen one?
No.
Seen the gold ones?
No.
Woo, go look them up.
Oh, all right. I'll have to take a look at that.
Nice little car.
Beautiful.
Wait, what is it again?
Stutz Bearcat. S-T-U-T-Z.
Okay.
Stutz Bearcat.
What is your current state of mind?
Mine goes down when it's in front of you, Scott.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm just kidding.
Downhill. Now, you can be honest.
Hungry?
Oh, hungry. Okay, I'm with you.
We haven't eaten anything. Oh, let me see. Let me do that again. My current state of mind is, I would say probably contentment to a degree that I have not known for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
At this point, what causes the uncontentedness?
It's going to be hard for me to say, honey. The loss of a child.
Sure.
Not to dive too deep on this, but so many people lose. It's horrible. It's not how life is supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
How have you dealt with it?
All I can do is just try to talk to God and say, you're going to have to get me through this next breath, to this next day, to this next week, you know. To lose a child is probably the greatest wound that you'll ever have in your life. And it has left such a hole in me. It has.
Getting up and performing, writing this book, has that helped?
Somewhat, just to be able to get things out, you know, to let people, who's got the Kleenex, know how much I loved him.
Yeah.
How precious he was. You know, my youngest son died a couple of years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And he was a sweetheart.
Yep.
He was so precious. He made everybody smile. He did. Very, very smart. Had an IQ of 160 when he was a senior in high school.
Wow.
Yeah. Genius. I used to laugh and say, sweetheart, you know that comes from mother.
That's right. Mama gave you that.
That came from mama.
There's a tissue for you.
And the only reason it does is because we have an extra gene, you know. But he loved it. Went, oh, thank you so much. I'm sorry, y'all.
No, no. What kind of mother was Lulu?
insane. I will say that my kids would say I'm very loving, and love. I wanted them more than anything in this life, almost outside of knowing God. I wanted them to have the ability to laugh in the face of anything. Huh. Catch a breath and laugh, because laughter is healing. It is.
It truly is. Who was the doc? Norman Cousins, I think, wrote the book, you know, that laughter can heal anything. Can heal anything. And comedians live such a long time. George Burns, Bob Hope, all live to be 100. Phyllis Diller, 95.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right.
They live a long time.
They do.
I think it's the happiness they bring to other people. Mm-hmm. And that too.
What?
I said, I'm in trouble.
Okay, a few more of these questions. Okay, on what occasion do you lie?
Let me think.
You talking big lies or like little white lies?
Little white lies.
Okay.
Little small
little
lies.
Little white lies. Probably I have to think about that one.
I think mine would be if I didn't want to hurt somebody's feelings, I would just say...
Yeah, when somebody says, do I look good today, you don't say, oh, you look bad.
Yeah. That's one of them for sure.
Yeah.
Your it is.
Your weight? Yeah.
Well, it used to be, but I don't anymore. I don't care. I'm 220 pounds. You know, I used to be 480.
Really?
Yeah. I was very large. So, I mean, now I don't care. I don't care.
No, it doesn't matter now. No, at this point, it doesn't matter. You know, this is something. You talk about things people going through, diets. And
oh!
Yeah, tell it. Did you diet in your life? And
not anymore.
Not anymore.
Mm-mm.
Done with that.
Done.
What kind of food do you like?
You know what? I apparently have been a very good eater.
Oh, good.
You know, my only problem is sugar.
The sweets. You like sweets.
I'm a sugar queen. I am. But I do not like fat. Okay? I have enough. I don't want anybody else's. I will not eat 1 ounce of fat on meat. I won't. She can tell you. I'll cut it off of chicken.
Really?
I'll cut it off of beef.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I strip things. I do.
She hates it.
I can't handle it. Makes me.
What if they put sugar on fat?
No.
Okay.
No.
Still wouldn't work.
Even that wouldn't work. The cover-up wouldn't work. This brings us to our next question. What is your favorite food?
My favorite food is, dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Yes.
What's your least favorite food? Is it fat? Is that a food?
No.
That's not a food. What's your least favorite food? What would you not order at a restaurant?
Seafood. But the reason is because I'm allergic to it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the taste.
It's not. I'll tell you what. Let me think. What I hate, okay, is I would never order cabbage.
Cabbage? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I understand
I would
that.
Never order greens.
I love cabbage.
I don't care for greens.
Really? No greens.
Greens are a southern food, though.
Not my life, honey.
She didn't care where they're from.
That's
not
right. Now, I do love spinach.
Oh,
really? Yeah. Spinach.
I love spinach, but greens I can't handle.
Not a collard person.
No.
I know a lot of people's are Brussels sprouts. They don't like Brussels sprouts.
I do not like Brussels sprouts.
How about
sprouts?
Peppers? No. That's one of Scott's favorite foods.
Well, some peppers are
I like
okay.
peppers. I don't like jalapeno peppers.
Like the hot peppers.
Yeah, I like that. Red peppers and yellow peppers.
Should we do a taste test for hot peppers on the air with her?
No, not me, honey. I'll be out on the first one.
Me too. Nick, yeah.
What do you consider to be your greatest achievement?
Children.
Yeah.
Definitely.
No doubt.
Absolutely. If you could come back as one person, who would it be?
Your dog.
Yeah, probably my dog.
Your dog.
Listen, honey, my dogs get everything they want and half of what they don't want.
What, do you have terriers?
No, I have three little Yorkies.
Yorkies.
Little tiny babies.
Because at one point you wanted to open up a boarding
thing, yes. And I still want to do it.
You still, okay.
That's rolling around in my brain.
Okay.
My son will not be part of that. When I was years ago married to Mr. Smith, he wanted dogs, and we had, aren't they precious? We had standard poodles.
Really?
Uh-huh. And he made the boys clean the kennels. They want nothing to do with large dogs.
They've moved away from it now. I understand.
Damon is a cat person, of course, now, you know. And my baby's in heaven.
What?
Oh. And my babies
are. They're adorable. Look at them.
They're cute.
They are just so precious.
Absolutely.
They really are. And they're sweet little puppies, they are.
Beautiful.
They have the best face. Uh-huh. They're the cutest.
No, you're okay. Very nice.
Aren't they cute, Scott? Those you need.
Aren't they cute?
Yeah, I might have to get one.
Listen, you won't be sorry.
No, you won't.
They bring. Yeah, we do. We have the right one to get one from. They bring such joy. They really do.
I bet.
So cute. Those little heads when you talk to them,
they turn their head. Oh.
They look at you. You know, and I have one. The baby, okay, talks to me.
He's like, Mom, I know what I want.
She does, doesn't she, Kim? She just talks. Terribly funny.
That's a great thing.
Gets her head turning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Let's see here. What's another
I love
good
this
one?
Question and yeah. answer thing.
This was written by a psychologist, I believe.
Yeah, Scott,
Dr. Prowse.
Scott asked the best questions.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What do you consider your greatest achievement? Did I ever do
yep,
that?
Yep, she said her kids.
Whoa. My kids.
Yeah, yes, we did
sure.
that one.
Yep.
Where would you most like to live?
That's hard to pick one.
It is. I want to say Switzerland, but I think it's probably too much snow. I love cold weather.
Really?
I do, because there's something screwy with me, okay? My whole body gets hot from the inside out, and nobody can tell me what this is or how to stop it. And I mean, I have real spells with it, I do. And to make matters worse, I've never sweat a drop in my life. Never.
Never perspired?
Never.
But you get hot, but you can't really, oh, wow.
Yeah, can't
That's
release
bizarre.
It. I'm just miserable. I have to get ice and cold, you know. But we just, she's learned to live in, you know, 52 degree weather now.
You wear your coat everywhere. Yeah.
Right. Tell everybody when you come to my house, bring your sweats.
I want to tell everybody they hear this other female voice running around here.
Yes. Now, how long have you been with Lulu?
10 years.
I've been with her 10 years.
10 years. Now, what do you know about Lulu that we don't know?
Watch it.
You have to read the book after she's gone. It's never a dull moment. We have so much fun.
Is she the same person at home?
Yes.
Same person.
Yep, same person. Mm. Yep. What you see is what you get.
It is.
And there's very few out there in the entertainment world since I've been out there with her that are like that.
What's it like when people come up to her when you do an event? What do you see in their eyes?
True love, admiration, you know, that...
Murder.
No.
I'm just kidding.
They always can't wait to tell what they were doing while Hee-Haw was on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's always been our question now to the fans is, what were you doing when Hee-Haw come on? Mm-hmm. Some people it was steak night, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people it was hot dog night.
Some people popcorn.
Yeah. Or I had to have my bath before Hee-Haw, and then we all sat down, you know.
Uh-huh. Grandma and grandpa, you know, made us do this, whatever, you know. Yeah. I've gotten thousands of stories from people that it was just their little ritual of what they did before they watched Hee-Haw on Saturday night.
Were you a fan before you joined up with Lulu?
Yes. I was kind of made to watch Hee Haw growing up. It was Hee Haw.
And you wouldn't notice. I was kind of made.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that.
You know, but then it was Hee Haw and Lawrence Welk. You know, and I came from the Branson area, so I was already into country music. So it was just quite a story of how she and I ended up to me being her personal assistant for the last 10 years.
Well, tell us the story. Is it a good story?
Yeah, well, yeah. Kind of. We actually worked, I was working for a, let me just put it this way, a pastor and his organization in the Missouri area. And she kept coming in to do the show and kept saying, you know, you're...
She'd walk past me and I'd go...
Yep. Oh. I'm a workaholic by trade, and she'll tell you that. And so
I can't make her stop half the time.
Yeah, I'm not good at sitting around. I mean, I've been back there working the whole morning. I just can't sit still. But I came on vacation. She had me come out for a week, and we did the quartet convention in Louisville, Kentucky. And I called to check in, and it was a bad situation. And I said, you can keep your warehouse, in so many words.
I'm gone.
And walked in and proceeded to take another job the following day in the same area. And 2 days before I was supposed to go, or 24 hours before I was going home, he created a job for me and then took the job away.
Oh.
And so she looked at me and she said, well, all I can say is you can come stay here and work for me. But in ministry, you will have chicken one day and feathers the next. And that is very true in ministry.
I said, you will learn how to trust God. You will.
Mm.
If you're with me.
You know, Lulu, obviously we didn't mention the person's name on the air there, and we're not going to do that, but that person's a very well-known person in the world. He's been around for a while.
Yep. You can read it in the book.
Oh, it's in the book.
It's in the book.
It's in the book, so the name is in the book.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. What is your make of that person as a general rule?
I knew him in the very beginning. I knew him when they first started. Their hearts were so pure after the Lord. They were. They truly wanted to get people to Jesus. They did. It's hard to talk about, you know, publicly. But there was one person, I think, that really kind of started to lead them in a different direction. And they went for it. And... I think when you get accustomed to something that is not your way of life, but yet it is bigger than anything you've ever known, it's desperately hard to walk away from it. It is. When you know it's going to be there. And I think that's a lot of what happened with him. I do.
And he's still on.
He is.
Still on. All these years later.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
Yeah,
but it's in the book.
Well, you know what? He's really got a heart after the Lord. He does.
He
truly does.
He does.
He's like, he may knock me in the head next time he sees me. He's like a little child. Mm-hmm. He really is. He wants to go after that so bad. You know, and doesn't stop to think it through, maybe, or to put things to the paper or whatever, you know. I can't exactly say, you know, but the root of this man is precious. It is.
He's a visionary.
He is a very large visionary. He is.
Visionary and a builder.
Mm. Uh-huh. Boy, but you should know he's a builder, honey.
He's a builder.
Yeah.
You know he's a builder.
He's done, done quite a few things over the years.
Yep.
Absolutely. Was there anything that was hard to write about in the book? Like people like that, or places, or personal experiences? Is there anything you thought, maybe I should leave that out?
You know what? Not that I can think of, because I've been, I will say this, I have been an open book. I always have. I've always wanted to first and foremost be truthful about what it is that I'm presenting or whatever, what it is I'm involved in. So I don't think so. You know, it's pretty heavy duty, huh?
That's great.
Oh, stop. Jesus. I could not do my life without Kim.
Had to put it in there.
Yep.
What does she mean to you at this point?
At this point, she means the word that comes to me with Kim is lifeline. She is. I'm getting to the point now to where my body doesn't function like it used to. I have great problems with my knees, and sometimes I can't hardly walk even. And Kim is so patient with me and so loving, and, you know, will do anything she can humanly possible do to help me. I've never known anybody like her in my life, never. This little girl, she just means more to me than anything she does, because I think of the story of Ruth and Naomi and the love that they had for each other. And I think of Kim, because Kim is so dedicated to me. She really is. I've never known anybody love me the way that she loves me and care for me the way that she cares for me. She'll break her legs to do something for me. You know, just to get it, you know, right, whatever. She's amazing. She is.
She is
God's greatest gift to my life at this point in my life. You know what I mean? I can't say that because I have children, you know, but right in this time, Kim is God's greatest gift to my life. She is. I could not do my life without her. I couldn't.
Tremendous to have something like that.
Yes,
someone like that.
I'm so grateful I could just, you know.
That's great. Adam, I know you have some more questions here for Lulu. We've got about 10 minutes left in this segment.
Okay.
You mentioned some of the TV programs, the change. We had all the Norman Lear shows. And not sure if Scott told you, but Bill Macy from Maud is a regular guest on the station.
Oh, is he?
97, he sounds just like he did on Maud.
Does he really?
He is hilarious. It's a quick-witted. Shecky Green, also, you may know him. He's on often.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, it seems like age makes these guys better. And Bill, you know, Bill was great on Seinfeld and does a wonderful act. He is so gracious to the station. And it's like it's the same guy I'm watching from the
70s. That's wonderful.
Do you think that maybe the political correctness has made some of the comedies less entertaining? I mean, we probably wouldn't have a show like Sanford and Son or All in the Family on right now. Mary Tyler Moore, maybe. I mean, you know, it's a broadcasting type show. Has that changed the landscape, made things less entertaining?
I don't think so. I think it's kind of been a necessity in the world that we're in, you know?
Yeah, it's a slippery slope
for sure. Yeah, well, and it's a nice little slice of pie that scoots in that little place that's maybe got a little thin strip where some reality needs to go right there, you know? Like that.
Well, here's the penultimate question, Lulu. Everything's got a reboot. And is there a Hee-Haw reboot in the works, do you think? Is it possible?
You know, there's always talk of it. There is.
Yeah, I mean, but everybody wants a reboot of everything.
The truth of the matter is, okay, we've lost both of our co-hosts. We've lost our producer. We've lost 20-some-odd cast members. It's just not possible. It's not. And I know there are people out there trying to do little bits of Hee-Haw, you know, they've invited us to come be a part of it. And at this point, I'm kind of figuring out if I want to do this or not. There are those that I prefer to work with. There are those that I prefer not to work with.
Right.
Buck Trent is just one of the most delightful people. And I love him. I love him. And he and I have talked about doing some things together. We have.
Has TV gone reboot crazy since the Roseanne reboot and all the scandal and controversy? And
I think think it has gone a little crazy, but I don't think it's gone as crazy as it can get. I think it could get a lot worse. I do.
You know, this is an interesting thing to broach here, this subject, because tomorrow morning on The Weasel Show, you have a Kardashian on, and of course their fame all came from reality television. Now, there's some stuff there. Now, Lulu, would you ever like to do a reality show?
I've thought about that. That would be terribly fun.
I bet it would be. Follow you around.
It'd be funny.
Yes. It'd be great to watch.
It would.
What's a typical day like for you when you're not working?
When I'm not working, I have a great big old bed that I got from one of my dearest friends in life. When he passed away, he left it to me, and it's, is it teak wood? Is that what it is? It's gorgeous. And then I have a great huge 10-foot hutch that goes with it. He left me that. I love to just lay in the bed in the morning, and Kim will bring me some cappuccino, and I'll lay there and drink my cappuccino and play with my puppies.
When
I have nothing to do, you know.
Yeah.
And then we just, either we get up and go shopping, which is my favorite thing to do, or we just kind of hang around and watch TV or play and do something in the house or go, you know. Did you hear that? Okay.
Oh.
One of them's going, bye-bye. <It doesn't> matter, yeah. I have all this stuff now, you know.
Yeah.
You get in 70s, it's like, here. We're pretty at ease, you know, huh? When we're at home and there's nothing going on. Play with the puppies, you know.
Yep.
Go shopping. That's
the landscape of radio has changed so much. I mean, in my lifetime, we don't just tune in. I like to listen to radio the old-fashioned way. In fact, when I drive up here from my home, I just try to see how far the station goes. And signal's been great. You know, a nod to all of our fine staff, like the guy across from me. But with satellite radio, with XM, with Spotify, Amazon Music, the idea that you can listen online and people have Wi-Fi in their car, mm-hmm, on their phones, mm-hmm, you don't have to listen to a local station. Has that hurt or helped? Do you listen to your local stations in Central Tennessee, or do you like the Sirius?
Well, we generally listen to Sirius. We do, because if you can get it in your car, it's nice. You can get all kinds of things. It is, and I'm not too much of a flipper, but I flip some, you know. And Kim flips too. We both, we like to move from one to another to hear some here and then hear some here.
Do you like talk stations like ours? Or are you more music?
Yeah.
Or you like a variety?
No, I like talk stations.
I mean, Hee Haw is the quintessential variety show. So you want
yes,
comedy. Yeah. Almost every show here inflicts comedy, especially when I'm on or Weasel's on. And always a surprise.
Yeah.
And that's what's like about radio. It's spontaneous. And we need more of that, mm-hmm, you know, less scripted.
And I love that. I do.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah.
Now, we do have to mention that Lulu's going to be with us up through 4 o'clock today, and then she'll be heading over to Perkins Restaurant for the big book signing.
She'll be
tonight.
Really hungry.
Oh, we'll get some food before then, Lulu. We'll make sure. We'll make it through.
We're going to start eating microphone covers. She got a green one.
And that'll be over at Perkins tonight, 5 to 9 p.m., and we're having a lot of fun with Lulu Roman, a legendary figure in the world of television, music, and entertainment in general. Now, coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Brandy Downs, who will join this quartet, and our radio legend here in Marion, who just yesterday, was honored by the state of Ohio's treasurer's office for 65 years. No money for that? They didn't send the money, Charlie? Oh, no. But Charlie Evers, who the founder and creator of Buckeye Chuck, Ohio's famous groundhog, the man who put Lady Justice back atop the courthouse and has been on the air continuously here in Ohio for 65 years. And yesterday, the state treasurer's office was here presenting that proclamation, and Lulu Roman will continue with us. Lulu, we've got about a minute left before this hour's up. What is something, a song that you like that we would think you wouldn't like? We'd say, oh, Lulu wouldn't like that song.
Let me think.
That's probably a hip-hop song.
On Bended Knee, I'm sure.
I would say probably...
It's going to be good.
I can't think. It's got. Yeah, it's going to be good. Y'all. I can think of it.
It might be good. It might be all right.
Something by... I cannot say that, can I?
No, probably not.
Oh, no.
What's it rhyme with?
Huh?
Get ready.
Yeah, this is...
Hold on here. I have to...
You said...
Yeah.
Oh, Cam.
Remember, we are on radio.
It
can't be that bad.
It rhymes with snub.
Oh, I know. Okay.
Snub. What is it?
Snub.
Snub?
Think of old
country music. I gotcha.
You do?
Yeah, I picked that up.
Uh-huh.
See?
Okay.
Okay. We're going to go to break here. We're going to come back with Brandy and Charlie and more Lulu here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Stay tuned.
But that's okay. It. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott?